This week on The Marquee, we've got action and thrills for all ages. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in The Conjuring, a loving family moves into a large, bargain-priced home in the country, but soon finds out there may be a reason they were able to get such an amazing deal. It's haunted. Saw and Insidious director James Wan does an effective job of creating terror without resorting to cheap gore or inappropriately flashy special effects. I think I even saw Kristen jump once or twice.
Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, and John Malkovich reload for Red 2. Willis once again stars as Frank Moses, a retired Black Ops agent who ends up on the run with his girlfriend and his best friend after they're labeled domestic terrorists. Though it isn't quite as action-packed as its predecessor, this over-the-top sequel is still every bit as entertaining, with a cast to match.
The bane of my existence, Ryan Reynolds, along with a very twangy Jeff Bridges, stars in RIPD. When a good cop is killed in action, his soul is recruited to fight undead criminals for the Rest in Peace Department.
Well, here's some family-friendly action. In DreamWorks' latest animated adventure, Turbo, Ryan Reynolds voices a genetically altered snail who dreams of winning the Indy 500.
Also opening in Columbus, in Girl Most Likely, Kristen Wiig is a playwright that fakes a suicide attempt for the sympathy when her career and personal life are in the proverbial toilet. As part of her recovery, she's forced to move in with her difficult mother, played by Annette Bening, and deal with her estranged family.
Opening at the Drexel, Unfinished Song stars Terrence Stamp as a cranky old curmudgeon whose ailing wife introduces him to a quirky local choir led by an outgoing young director, played by Gemma Arterton.
Opening at the Gateway, Byzantium also stars Gemma Arterton as a centuries-old vampire that revives an aging hotel with her sister and turns it into a thriving brothel with easy prey. It is directed by Neil Jordan, who previously helmed Interview with the Vampire.
The latest by Drive director Nicholas Winding Refn, Only God Forgives, reunites the director with Ryan Gosling, who stars as a drug dealer in Bangkok who's sent to track down his brother's killer. If you've seen Drive, you'll know to expect minimal storytelling and bursts of shocking violence, but it's so minimalist that it's generally perplexing.
In the Danish film A Hijacking, a psychological game between a captured cargo ship crew, their Somali captors, and the ship's owner unfolds as they haggle over ransom demands.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose Red 2 for its entertaining action and its remarkable cast.
I really enjoyed The Conjuring in a poltergeist kind of way. It's not perfect, but I really appreciated how different it is from the majority of other horror films out there.
Or if you plan on spending the weekend in the air-conditioned comfort of your own living room, you can pick up one of the latest Blu-ray and DVD releases, like 42. This crowd-pleasing biopic tells the remarkable, history-making story of baseball legend Jackie Robinson and the Brooklyn Dodgers executive who believed in him.
Sylvester Stallone's trip through the 80s time warp continues in the buddy cop action film Bullet to the Head. Stallone, an assassin, joins forces with a cop to take down the man responsible for killing their respective partners.
Well, if you're in the market for some blood-drenched supernatural thrills, there's Sam Raimi's Evil Dead, the story of a troubled young woman whose friends' attempts to help her detox in a remote cabin unleash all kinds of unspeakable horrors. It's definitely the bloodiest movie you'll see this year, but the rest is pretty typical horror flick fare. But for my pick this week, I'll go with 42. Even though I'm not a big baseball fan, I couldn't resist the uplifting drama of this sports bio.
While The Conjuring is largely bloodless, the Evil Dead remake goes the opposite route and bathes the audience from head to toe. It lacks a lot of the low-budget charm of the original, but is still an effectively terrifying and uncomfortable film.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Mutants and College Kids. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesHateYouTo.com.
Until next week.
You moved the cemetery, but you left the bodies, didn't you?